hurt his back or something's going to take an extended leave, so I'm just filling in. I don't know what else to say.
Hello?
Hello, is Dale available?
Speaking.
Good morning, Dale. My name is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up with you. I saw that you had been speaking with my coworker, Nick, looked like last week, and unfortunately he injured himself and is going to be out for an extended period of time. So I'm just kind of taking over his files and just want to touch base with you and see if there were any needs there still. I know that you had spoken with him about looking for some capital for the house flipping, and just wanted to see where you're at with that.
What happened there? Did he fall off a bar stool or something?
He may have. I wouldn't put it past him.
Hell of a job. Somebody's got to do it.
Right, right. So I'm just kind of filling in for him. I just wanted to touch base with some of his potential clients just to let him know that we're still here for him. But I'm just kind of filling in there and, just touch base with you and introduce myself as well.
Right. I'm still thinking about it. I kind of like it, but I've just never done that before where it's paid daily, you know?
Yeah, the micropayments, it is, it's a little unsettling, but it's just a breakdown of a larger payment, so it tries to make it more manageable for our customers. And that's something that can be adjusted, halfway through the term. We can revisit that, maybe extend it to a weekly payment, and then actually bring on more money if you needed it.
Oh, okay.
That's just something to think about, but I'd love to give you my direct dial here in case you have any further questions since, Nick's not going to be able to answer the phone.
I guess you, I'm out in the field working right now. We're working on a house, but
I'll shoot you an email.
You can text it to me or an email or something like that, it'd be cool.
Absolutely, Dale. I'll just put a little email together, just like an introduction of myself, and then my direct dial will be on there. So if you have any questions moving forward, please reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure what the real interest rate is.
It is. Was there a specific term that you're looking for?
Well, we were talking about 90, paying back 99.
Okay, so that's right around, you're looking at right around 9% there. Over the course of a year, or was this over 18 months, or?
2 year.
2 year? So that actually breaks down to almost, 4.5% to 5% over 2 years. If it was you're paying back 99 over 2 years and borrowing 90?
Yeah, but you see the only thing that caused me concern, it's like I said, I haven't done this type of loan before.
Uh-huh.
And with monthly payments, I'm still paying $200-some-odd, and I don't have any money. The money's all been paid back. See what I'm saying?
Oh, it's because
the loans I've been used to is when I sell, then the one lump sum goes back to the financer.
Right, right. Yeah, this is something.
So I have the full amount for the full amount of time.
I understand because
amortized, I call it.
Yeah, we're kind of chipping away. The way that this loan works is kind of chipping away at the loan daily. I totally understand what you're saying there. You get that cash after you make the sale on your house, and then you can turn around and just turn that back into the loan itself without, having it chipped away while you're waiting to sell or while you're renovating, correct?
Right.
Gotcha. I understand.
Because the way my demand has been is, because I need it till the end, then I don't need it no more. See what I'm saying?
Just for in case there's a punch list there and you got to do some last minute, touch up or
right.
Jump, replace something.
And I got built in overhead expenses too. So.
Mm-hmm. I understand. It's something to think about. There's no immediate. Not to react in any way. Think about it a little longer there, and let me just send you my contact information.
When you do a credit pull, do you do a hard pull, or is it what kind of credit pull do you do?
We just go on Experian, so we just check with the one agency.
So then that would be a hard pull.
No, we don't hit all three agencies. We just go through Experian. It's more of a soft pull.
Okay. All right, because I'm getting my credit rebuilt, so it's getting pretty good. So,
Excellent. What would you say you're at right now, credit-wise?
Should be 680.
Okay, you're right around the national average right there, which is great.
Okay.
Not bad, not bad. Right. But Dale, I just want to touch base with you, basically. I don't want to keep you. I know you're out in the field. I just want to shoot you my contact information, and if there's any further questions, please reach out to me.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, buddy.
Hello. All righty. Bye.